Family and friends in the Jewish community and beyond will be joining together in Berry on Saturday to support each other after recent terrorist attacks in Israel. Attacks began on October 7 when Hamas militants stunned the Israel with hundreds of rockets and sent gunmen into several locations outside the Gaza Strip, killing more than 1,000 Israelis and sparking war within the country. It is believed to be the worst attack on the State of Israel in decades. Am Shalom congregation in South End Berry will be holding a Solidarity Community service on Saturday, October 14 from 10 a.m. until noon at the synagogue, which is located at 767 Heronia Road, near Mapleview Drive East. We are asking all those of the Jewish faith, as well as individuals of other faiths, to join us in solidarity at this critical time and support for the State of Israel, Rabbi Audrey Kaufman says on their website. All local politicians, dignitaries and other faith leaders are also invited to join our service. Kaufman tells Berry Today that Saturday's gathering will also have added meaning following the recent terror attacks. We have a service pretty well every week, and it's our Sabbath service, she said. We are inviting the community to our service. We'll have some videos, prayers of peace, prayers of healing, prayers in the memory of those who have died. By having the community participate, it really strengthens us, the rabbi added. Community means everything to us. We don't feel alone, we feel supported. At least 2,300 people have been killed so far in the conflict. The Jewish Federation of Ottawa says a Canadian citizen, Adi Vital Kaplun, was killed by Hamas militants in Israel. The group's CEO, Andrea Friedman, says Vital Kaplun was killed at her kibbutz near the Israeli border with the Gaza Strip, but was not sharing details about how she died. Friends and family have confirmed to the Canadian press the deaths of two other Canadians, 22-year-old Ben Mizrachi from Vancouver and 33-year-old Alexander Look from Montreal, who died when gunmen swarmed a music festival in southern Israel. With files from the Canadian press.